we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
As you make your way through the old pasture gate at the bottom of the hill, DSC is there. When you step on the tarmac for a South African summit on poaching, DSC is there. When you carry your fly rod into the Bighorn River or your neighbor's perch pond, we're there too. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. Welcome back to our campfire here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by my friends at Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. You hear me talk about it all the time. A lot of people having a lot of success with their overbarker, overjumper, overactive dog by using Calming Care. Learn more about it when you come see me at KinderOutdoors.com. K-I-N-D-E-R. The richest crappie tournament in history took place a week ago up in Branson, Missouri, Table Rock Lake, all part of that big Mr. Crappie Crappie Expo in Branson, which turned out to be a huge success in this COVID year. Everybody kind of wondered how it would work out. I've got Mr. Crappie Wally Marshall coming up a little later, plus Jerry Hancock from the winning team of Hancock and Paul O'Beer at that Mr. Crappie Classic. And I've asked Kevin Welburn to join me today. Kevin manages Joshua Creek Ranch. You've heard me talk a lot about Joshua Creek recently, and I want you to get to know the place well. Kevin has agreed to help me do that on the show today. So, hey, pour yourself a hot cup and make yourself at home. You're in camp with us at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Lake Fork, Texas is home to a dandy this weekend. The Bassmaster Elites are on Lake Fork for the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest that benefits the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. They'll wrap it up there tomorrow, but if you are within driving distance and can make it to Fork today or tomorrow for the big expo, I assure you, you'll have a great time. They're trying to settle some different competitions down there this weekend, like Angler of the Year, Rookie of the Year, a berth in the Bassmaster Classic, $125,000 first place money. Some pretty intense action and a good time waiting for you at Lake Fork, Texas this weekend. Hey, it's also the opener of the general deer season in Texas today. In the North Zone, that's north of Interstate 10, the season runs through January 3rd, south of I-10, January 17th for the general season. And in South Carolina today at the Palmetto Island County Park, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, they're having a saltwater family fishing clinic. How to tie knots, rig a rod and reel, cast. And the best part is everyone is going to get to try their hand at fishing. I know you guys will have a fun and great time in South Carolina. There will be no SHOT Show in 2021. This strange year, weird time, just keeps getting weirder. The NSSF, the Firearm Industry Trade Association, made the announcement the other day, a difficult decision, that the 2021 SHOT Show has been canceled. Too many unknowns and variables. You know what? This was going to be their biggest show ever. Exhibitors turning out and signing up were coming out in bigger numbers than ever before at SHOT Show. And congratulations to my friend Rob Keck. Rob will be the recipient of Dallas Safari Club's Peter Hathaway Capstick Hunting Heritage Award. He'll be presented at the DSC Convention and Expo Reflections during the Saturday evening banquet, February 13th. Rob has a long and distinguished career in conservation. His footprints will be seen by many conservationists that come along the line for years. Well deserved, Rob. Congratulations. Hey, Spencer McCormick caught a giant smallmouth bass. And he's on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com with his 8-pound, 1-ounce smallie. You'll find my friend Anthony Pace from Elizabeth, Colorado on there, too. He and his dad took in a mule deer hunt in Colorado and harvested a great muley and more precious memories. All of our dogs, from time to time, get into the trash or something happens. They eat something, ingest something that causes GI upset. When that happens, Fortiflora to the rescue from the trusted name Purina. Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. Order it from Chewy.com. Veterans Day is this coming Wednesday. The state of Texas is going to celebrate that tomorrow, Sunday, November 8th, when they waive all day use visitor fees. You can visit a Texas state park and keep your money in your pocket tomorrow. Might want to call before you go, though. There are some COVID restrictions. Tony Peters of Lynn, Missouri, shot a real nice deer. He was hunting the early youth portion of firearms deer season in Missouri last weekend. And by the way, 15,591 youth hunters harvested a deer in Missouri last week. Looks like pretty weather again this weekend for the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. And if you go, check out Cox Powertrains exhibit. The Cox team and its Florida distributor, Ring Power, are going to be taking this opportunity to show potential key customers the true power and durability of the CXO-300 diesel outboard engine. Ring Power's CXO-300 twin installation Intrepid Nomad 345 is docked right there close to the show, ready to take you out for an on-the-water demonstration. 300 horsepower at the propeller, twin turbo EPA, Tier 3 approved CXO-300, four-stroke V8 technology. It's a beast. At the 61st Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show today.
Hi, this is Jim Zumbo, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
We are planning for great crowds and a great time at the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections, February 11th through the 14th, and we'll certainly hope that you're planning to be a part of it as well. Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, and I can assure you that as we make plans to get together again in February, we're also planning to do it safely. Whatever is required to make your visit comfortable, enjoyable, and above all safe, we will do. This is the place where the finest guides and outfitters globally come together to display their opportunities to the hunting and fishing public, and they'll be hungry to do business. You'll also see the finest collections of firearms, art, jewelry, hunting gear, and clothing anywhere. We will have wonderful banquets, live and silent auctions featuring one-of-a-kind collectibles, opportunities and gear, and a family-friendly celebration of our hunting heritage. To learn more, visit biggame.org, and I'll see you in February.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, You can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
We swapped Neighbor Jones some good cigars for an evening hunt in the honey hole. Come along with Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC has provided many thousands of kids with the first steps of a lifetime to enjoyment in the shooting sports, hunting, and fishing. Your ticket to DSC's Hunter Expo in February will help to ensure that future generations will too. BigGame.org.
Hey, here at Kinder Outdoors, we are partnering with our friends at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery and Dillon Manufacturing Hunting Blinds to put together our great fall giveaway. It's called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, giving away a 6x6 Dillon one-piece fiberglass molded octagon hunting blind with bow and rifle windows that sits on a 5-foot tower, ladder, porch, handrail. It's nice, really nice. And then you deck the blind with bows and arrows at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, a $2,000 shopping spree. You can enter right now at KinderOutdoors.com. Mr. Crappie, Wally Marshall, had his second Crappie Expo. It was last weekend in Branson, Missouri. Crappie Expo number one a year ago, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And I've got Wally on that Kinder Outdoors trot line right now. Waldo, have you had a little nap, or have you caught your breath yet?
I'll tell you what, brother, it was getting close. I was just about down to my last breath, Billy. I'm telling you what, I was huffing and puffing all week. And, man, I'll tell you, it's been one heck of a week, brother.
It was one heck of a crappie party in Branson, Missouri last weekend. The second annual Mr. Crappie Expo. And I was a little concerned. I think maybe everyone was a little apprehensive because it's been a weird year with COVID and cancellations and things like that. But your crowds were healthy.
Oh, man, we had a turnout that was unbelievable. And the people in Branson, they were just ecstatic by the turnout that we had. And, of course, the world's largest crappie fry. We fed 3,800 people on Saturday in about 3 hours.
I know. I've already heard from some of them that said it was fabulous and just had a great time and a great meal to go along with it. I know that this is groundbreaking in the crappie industry. If you've been to a Bassmaster Classic or a big Bassmaster Elite Expo, one of those type deals, this is the same thing for the crappie world, and it's the only one like it. People are just eating this alive. It was needed.
Oh, and especially right there in Branson, to where all of their shows, you know, it was closed for a long time, and they're starting to come back, and people are starting to flood back into Branson, and it was amazing. The turnout on Friday, the turnout on Saturday. Sunday was a little light, but I'll tell you what, the people that come there really enjoyed it, and we give away a Vexus boat. Randy Land out of Bologna, Arkansas, won the one on Friday, the Vexus boat, and also Saturday we give away that Ranger Z-175 fully loaded, and a guy right there in Branson, Missouri won the boat, and it was it was just fabulous, man. We give away RV Cajun cookers, Camp Chef grills, Mammoth coolers, the new Mr. Crappie live bait buckets. We give away the new Slab-O-Matic electric knives. Golly, it was just solid entertainment the whole weekend.
It always is. When you throw a party, you do it right. And talk about a party. How about a $200,000 crappie tournament, invitational, the top crappie fishermen on the planet. No one had ever done this before. And a mutual friend of ours, Jerry Hancock and Paul O'Beer, those guys went out and won that thing. I've got him coming up on the show a little later.
They really showed out, Billy, and they got on a pattern, and I knew when they come in on Friday with a big strain, really made the difference. And believe it or not, man, they won this tournament with the new Wally Marshall Pro Target rods and Mr. Crappie by Strike King baits. They were using a slab slinger and some shad poles and just...
That old Crappie Thunder that's been around forever?
Yeah, Crappie Thunder. They use some Crappie Thunders too. And there started to be some current in the lake. And that current caused these fish to go deeper. And some people just didn't make that transition.
Mm. Well, congratulations. Great expo, great tournament. Go home, get a bite to eat, take a nice long nap, and then get up and plan another one. We're ready.
I just want to thank our title sponsor, Ford Motor Company, with a new Ford F-150 2021. This is a family event, and, of course, it's an industry show to where the manufacturers can meet the public. That's what's so good about this show. And people are already calling me for next year, wanting me to come to their city. It's really amazing, Billy, of what's going on in our industry. Hey, you want to know where it is next year, Billy?
I'd like to get in on this. Yes, sir.
Hey, how about Shreveport, Bossier City?
Sounds like October, a winner to me.
October 1, 2, 3.
Easy to remember. We're going to put it on the calendar. Put it on the books right now.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks so much, and thanks for all your support.
You betcha. Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, coming off of his second annual Crappie Expo, this time in Branson, Missouri. This corner of the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care gentles, settles the overactive dog, the one that freaks out during a thunderstorm or just won't stop jumping on folks when they come over. Learn more about Calming Care when you come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. A lot of people in the deer woods today, and you're going to want to preserve that trophy, that cape. Blood removal, very important. I had a conversation with my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy, about it.
When you get them real good and bloody, you need to get the blood off. If that blood dries on them, then it makes it a whole lot more difficult to get it on out. If there's dried blood on there, if you went with an outfitter and they took care of your hide for you, salted it and dried it out, and we get it come in from Alaska, come from somewhere that's already dried, and we send it to the tannery, when they put it in their pickle to rehydrate it, it sets that blood in there. Uh-huh. And so it makes it almost impossible to get out. And so you need to... Antelope, pronghorn antelope, they have hollow hair and it kind of sucks that blood up in it.
Wow.
Like a straw. And so if you just hang it after you've got them caped out, or if you've just come up to the head and cut it off and then you're going to take it to the taxidermist, hang him up there in cold water. Cold water, rinse it. It will rinse the blood off of there and get the blood off of them. Let them hang and drain, and then wrap them up and put them in your ice chest or that freezer.
Either that or have a forever stain on your beautiful trophy that you spent a lot of time harvesting. Interesting that you tell me that antelope hair is a whole lot different from whitetail hair. It's kind of like a straw.
Yes, and it breaks real easy. They come off easier a little bit, but it breaks also.
Okay, very good. So if you make that shot of a lifetime with your bow, that's where you're going to get into some pumping blood a lot of times, and a lot of blood on your mount, or with your rifle, whatever. Take a little time and clean that up around the mouth, around the nose, around the body wound, wherever the shot was, and wherever the bleeding took place. Take a little time to clean that blood up.
Yes, and say you went sheep hunting and you're up on a mountain, and it's really tough, you know. You don't have the best of conditions, and a lot of times you may not have as much blood by the time you're done skinning that thing up there, you know, than you do.
Yeah.
As soon as you get to where you can, as soon as you get back to where you can, if you can get cold water and rinse that off, then you're going to have a whole lot better looking trophy.
Yeah, and take a few minutes to talk to your outfitter when you're setting up your hunt, when you're about to go out, whatever. Hey, whoever capes out my animal, I really need the blood cleaned up off of that. Make sure they know.
Yes, and especially on the lighter colored one, the dull sheep, etc. The stone sheep have a lot of light color on them, and if you get blood stains on there and it doesn't get cleaned off and it makes it to the tanner, it's almost impossible to get it out. It really makes it tough.
Very good. And if folks have questions for you or they want to see your work online, they can go do that where?
At truelifetaxidermy.org.
Hey everybody, it's Bassmaster Elite Angler Keith Combs. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Come on, Kinder, I told you to tie on a spinner, mate. What are you thinking, man?
Buffalo wool, hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called buffalo wool because the very special fibers used in buffalo wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, Jason Muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com.
This is Randy Jackson with Teske's Outdoors on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford. Don't let that next hunt slip up on you without paying us a visit at Teske's. Are you looking for that next rifle, pistol, or new shotgun? You'll find the most dependable names at Teske's like Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Stoger, Winchester, Bagara, and Christensen. Pistols by Sig, Kimber, Cove, Taurus, and Smith & Wesson. If you're having a hard time finding ammo, then come see us at Teske's. We receive regular shipments, even in 9mm. Snake boots sure come in handy in Texas. We have them from Twisted X. If you can't find the Western boots that you're looking for at Teske's, they just don't make it. Take a look at our Sitka clothing and Sims fishing apparel. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of Interstate 20, just a couple of minutes west of Weatherford. From dove to white-tailed deer, at Teske's we're hunters too, and we'd love to visit with you on your way to the ranch.
If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's scott@gootf.com.
I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. Hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care custody and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Cacheria. Can see me in Argentina.
The Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors are made in the USA, built by freedom-loving, hard-working, constitution-defending hunters, fishers, and shooters. If that's you, come on in the camp house. If not, you made a wrong turn somewhere.
DSC is at the forefront of support for true science-based conservation that makes life better for wild places, wild things, and future generations. Learn more about us at biggame.org.
I'm going to be talking to Kevin Welborn with Joshua Creek Ranch coming up in just a little while. Don't miss that, because I really want you to hear more about this beautiful, incredible place down in the Texas Hill Country. They've relaxed their cancellation policy during this COVID mess, too. That's a big deal. Stick around to learn more when I visit with Kevin Welborn from Joshua Creek a little later. Right now, though, I've got a buddy of mine, Jerry Hancock, on the Kinder Outdoors Trot Line. Jerry and another buddy, Paul O'Beer, teamed up to win that Mr. Crappie Classic up on Table Rock Lake last weekend. The richest crappie tournament in history. Jerry, congratulations. This is a big deal, man.
Thank you, Billy. It is. It's been amazing.
It has been absolutely an amazing ride for you over the past week or so as you go up there to Missouri, Branson, Missouri, Table Rock Lake, and win that $200,000 Mr. Crappie Classic Invitational. And it's got to make you feel good to come out on top of this thing where there's so many great crappie fishermen gathered up.
It does. You know, it's that's the whole deal. We, you know, going into this, we just wanted to be able to compete and make a good showing, which we wanted to win. You know, everybody does, but you look across there and you see all these other anglers that are there, and man, the competition is so strong, and it's so many factors we dealt with all week, and everybody, the weather and the long boat rides, and you know, but trying to figure out a lake that big and in 3 days, and then in those 3 days, you know, two and a half of those days was terrible weather. You couldn't, you know, I mean, raining and cold, and It was a grind. It was the toughest tournament. Talking to all the anglers, the toughest tournament that's ever been held as far as the length of it, the weather conditions, how far we were running in our boats every day. You know, it'll be a tournament that no one will ever forget.
Yeah. Yeah, for lots of reasons, I'm sure. What is your history on Table Rock? Had you ever been on it before?
Never seen it till Sunday.
Wow.
Never seen it. I've never been to Branson, you know, and we knew just from, you know, which Wally sets this thing up. There's, once he announced it March 2nd, there's no pre-fishing. You can't call anybody. You can't, you know, go set brush. You can't ask guides how fishing is. The only thing, if you can find something online about the lake, we knew it was a deep lake and a very clear lake, which is not what we're used to in Texas and not what we like fishing. So we knew going in it was gonna be tough. We did, the only thing we knew, we heard it had some standing timber in it. And me and Paul, that's one thing we like to do is fish trees. So we wanted to find some timber that had some fish on it. And it took us till noon Wednesday to do that, to find these fish that we ended up, you know, catching for this tournament.
Yep, and then day three, you go from number two to number one, and you bring home the big money, richest crappie tournament in history, and you and Paul have your names on the trophy now. You won that thing. Tell us about how deep you were fishing and what baits you were using. I bet I can guess that, but I'm gonna let you tell us what baits you were using and how that Garmin LiveScope helped you out, because in that clear water, I'm thinking that had to be, you had to have that tool.
Oh, absolutely. Without the live scope, there's no way we could have done what we were doing. We were fishing, we were up in the James River, like I said, running about 40 miles up there till we got some water with a little bit of color in it. And when I say color, for that lake, it had some color, but not what we're used to. It's still very clear. You could probably see a jig 2 foot deep, under the water. We're fishing bluffs and one sheer bluff where the river run up close to it. There was standing timber along that bluff and it's all submerged. Every now and then you could see a stump above the water, but 99% was below the surface. And that water was 30 to 42 foot deep where
Wow.
we were fishing, and those fish were suspended 22 to 30 foot deep on those trees. And it was kind of weird there. The bigger fish in that muddier water were deeper than some of those guys were catching some of these black crappie on these docks in this clear water. They were catching them 4 foot deep. Well, we were, fishing 30 foot deep. There was a ton. That lake is loaded with spotted bass and, brim, perch, and I don't know what they call mean mouth. Some weird looking fish we caught I've never seen in my life. Kind of like an old goggled-eyed perch looking fish. And them fish would be, 12 to 15 foot deep on these trees. You'd see a wad of fish. Well, you pitch a jig in there and 90% of the time it was a bass would grab it. But those bigger crappie were deep. And so we would just drop straight on past them and get down there to those fish that were below them. I was using, we went up there, we stripped all our heavy line off, put 6 pound clear line. We thought this clear water, we got to downsize everything. We did that through Wednesday. We were hanging up, losing fish, breaking off. I told Paul, I said, I'm putting my 20 pound canine braid back on. And I'm going back the way I fish at Fork, and that's exactly what I did. Paul did the same thing. We were using, Paul uses a black chartreuse or a white and chartreuse hair jig that David Pauling there around Levon ties for him. Excuse me. And I was using, I used the Mr. Crappie Slab Daddy Baits, the hair jigs. I used some Crappie Thunders a few times. It didn't seem to matter. The bait didn't really matter. We caught them on, I used the Junebug chartreuse a lot. I used several different colors. Color didn't mean as much as just getting that bait on that fish and him biting, because so many of them fish would just swim up to your bait and swim off. And, the biggest trick to fishing that deep is that, even with that live scope, your beam is wide, and when you think your bait's on a fish's nose at 30 foot, it might be 5 foot from that fish. It takes a long time to drag that bait, drag it, get it on that fish to get a reaction. Luckily, I spend my time at Fork in the winter, especially fishing the exact same way we were doing in this tournament, catching fish 20, 30 foot deep. So I've got hundreds and hundreds of hours with that live scope fishing deep. So it worked out that it was, worked into our strength. I was good at doing that, and it paid off. It helped.
Yes, it did. It paid off big for you. Again, congratulations to you and your partner, Paul O'Beer, and bringing that trophy back home to Texas with you, and, hey, making a pretty good deposit in the bank account, too.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate it.
Billy. It's been amazing ride the last few days, and I think it's going to continue. And I'm so proud for Paul. You know, Paul's been around fishing tournaments for over 30 years. I've been doing it for right at 20, and I was so proud for him to pull the big one off finally. We've been close several times, and, you know, so many people come up, you know, Ronnie Capps and Steve Coleman, which are legends in crappie fishing. And when those guys come up to you and say, you know, this has been a long time coming, I'm proud for you guys, you know, to even know that they even know who we are, you know, means something to me. And it's been, I don't know, it's just hard to can't wrap my brain around it yet, you know.
It's a good thing. Again, Jerry, congratulations. Jerry Hancock and Paul O'Beer win the Mr. Crappie Classic on Table Rock Lake, $80,000. First place money. Hey, I'm going to be hunting at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country, probably January. I'll get the date to you as soon as I get it nailed down. And I would love for you to join me. We'll have a great bird hunt, eat some tremendous food, and we'll be safe from COVID-19. Learn more about Joshua Creek at kinderoutdoors.com.
Hi, I'm Walter Perry. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, have you entered to win our giant fall hunting package yet? It's from Kinder Outdoors, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Dillon Hunting Blinds. It's called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, and we're going to draw a winner in mid-December. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com to win a 6x6 Dillon bow and rifle combo blind on a 5-foot tower and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, Wild Game Processing, and Event Center. Valued at over $6,000, this will be a humdinger of a ho-ho-ho. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com. At Marksman Firearms and Outfitters, we make shopping for the hunter or recreational shooter in your family easy. With locations in Mansfield, Wichita Falls, Granbury, and Killeen, Texas. Take advantage of our 90-day layaway, same as cash, so there's no need to hide gifts until the big morning. All year, we honor our military and first responders with a 10% discount on everything in the store. For rifles, pistols, shotguns, ammo, and optics, Marksman Firearms is your complete one-stop shop. MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail. Just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home. And it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. Yeah, and I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or
Nestra.
This was the very idea of Nestra's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in Nestra field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. Nestra sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his Nestra championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and Nestra's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
You don't have to have four-wheel drive to get to this camp house. The helicopter will do the trick. This is Kinder Outdoors, driven by the Dallas Safari Club.
Come to Dallas February 11th through the 14th for DSC's Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections. You've never had this much fun raising money for conservation. BigGame.org.
Hey, our phone number here in the camp house at Kinder Outdoors is 1-877-820-2256. 1-877-820-2256. And hey, that number is toll free all across the United States and Canada as well. And we'd love to hear from you. This corner of the camp house brought to you by my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch. I don't care if it's the linens on your bed, the plate of food in front of you, your guide that puts you in front of world-class axis deer, or the bird dogs that torch the ground in front of you in search of those pheasants, quail, and chucker. Everything at Joshua Creek Ranch is the best of the best. So says Orvis and Beretta. Plan a hunt with my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. We're going to visit with the ranch manager, Kevin Welburn, coming up in a few minutes from Joshua Creek. But right now, I want to relive an incredible deer hunt from a year ago. A guy named David Miller in West Virginia shot a magnificent 17-point buck that he had watched for years. Grab a cup of coffee and let's go back and relive that hunt with David.
David Miller, welcome to the show. It's sure good to have you.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. I know you're still on cloud nine because not only did you kill a giant, a behemoth of a whitetail there in West Virginia, but it's a deer that you've been watching and trying to get close to for a long, long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely a story of perseverance and patience. And yeah, I had my eye on this deer and watched him grow to maturity through the years, and until that time was right in order to go after him. Yeah,
and you did that right, and it's the way you hunted this deer that made me say, man, I've got to talk to David about this, because there was no luck to this. You worked hard all the way through the process. Let's tell folks about this deer first. 17 scoreable points and rough scored at just over 179 inches. That is a giant whitetail deer here in Texas. When somebody shoots a free range 180, it's a big deal. And I'm assuming in West Virginia, it's a big deal too.
Yes, it is. There's a special area here in West Virginia that has been bow hunting only for this will actually be the 40th anniversary of our four bow hunting counties, and those areas really allow a lot of these bucks to reach maturity, and it's a really, really special place to be able to come and bow hunt. I grew up in these bow counties in Logan County, West Virginia, and we live adjacent to that now in another county, but I go back there now, me and my wife to bow hunt. Oh yeah. Yeah,
I would too. Is it an over-the-counter tag there for a resident in West Virginia, or did you have to get drawn for this every year, or how's it work?
No, it is an over-the-counter tag. You definitely can. Anybody can. You can just buy your, I think, your general license for West Virginia as a non-resident or resident, and you can hunt these whitetails. And you know, in the past couple of years, there have been a couple of large tracts of private land that have been picked up for the elk restoration project, and those large tracts of land are some really good public ground that allows people to come in from, you know, other states and be able to enjoy pursuing these big mature whitetail.
David Miller and his awesome hunt for this awesome deer. We'll have more of that story coming a little later. Right now, though, let's head down to Burney, Texas, in the beautiful Texas Hill Country, and talk to my friend Kevin Welburn at Joshua Creek Ranch. I'm really jealous of you every day when I wake up, Kevin, because there's not a more beautiful place on the planet to wake up and work or play every day.
Absolutely, Billy. Thank you for calling. Not only is it such a beautiful place to work and play, but we are blessed to have some great weather here in South Texas right now. So it is prime time for wing shooting.
Yeah, and you know what? We're talking to some people that have gotten some early snow, early ice. They're already sick of it. And year-round, Joshua Creek Ranch, located just northwest of San Antonio, you guys have beautiful weather most of the year.
We do. And, in fact, our owner, Joe, he likes to say that our winters are like Colorado summers. So highs in the 60s and 70s and lows in the 40s and 50s, lots of blue skies and opportunities to be outdoors for just about everything that we do here.
Yeah, and, man, I tell you, that's beautiful and perfect bird dog weather. And let's talk about the bird hunting at Joshua Creek Ranch a little bit. The upland bird hunting there, and this is Orvis and Beretta talking, not just me. It's top-notch. It just doesn't get any better.
Yeah, and we've been doing this for – this is our 31st year, our 31st season, if you can believe that. So we've been around a long time. As you said, we are endorsed by Orvis. In fact, we were Orvis endorsed Wing Shooting Lodge of the Year a few years ago and have been a finalist for the last several years. And also Beretta endorsed. So, you know, we try very hard. Our owners invest a lot in the property, and we try to add new things and amenities and facilities and activities each year. And we've been able to do that for a really long time and become, you know, pretty well known around the world.
Yeah, you have. Your upland bird hunting is just spectacular. The dogs, the guides, I love the little English cockers. The flushers that you guys incorporate. I'm a bird dog guy. I've had dogs for decades and decades. I had never worked with a flusher before. It's worth the trip to Joshua Creek just to work with those little cockers. And it's hard not to take one home with you at the end of the hunt, Kevin.
And we might even be able to make that happen. Sometimes we do have litters with a few pups, but we do have a long waiting list. But, yeah, they're definitely fun to watch. We've got a kennel on property, probably about 100 dogs. And a lot of them are English cockers, which we find to be great flushers and retrievers, and they get a good on and off switch as well, so they make great pets.
I want to talk a little bit about the axis deer hunting, because I'm going to venture a guess that 99% of the people listening to us today, have never hunted or tasted axis deer. It is my absolute favorite protein. I like it better than beef on the table. I get really excited about axis deer in my freezer, and it's a very challenging hunt because unlike a white-tailed buck that'll single off and run on his own during the rut in certain parts of the year, generally, but you know, the rut can occur any time of year for axis deer, and generally, they're going to be in a big herd of deer. You're really going to have to hunt them because there's lots of eyes looking back at you. It's a challenging hunt. You're a low-fence ranch, and you've got one of the world's finest axis deer herds.
Yeah, it's actually, you have to see it to believe it. Given that we are free range with low fences, at any given time we estimate there could be 200 to 400 axis roaming our property. And, you know, I agree with you 100% about the table fare. It's really hard to beat. They're right up at the top as far as venison goes. But not only that, I mean, we've got the quality and quantity of axis bucks here for harvest. I mean, we, for the last 15 years or so, we are averaging, harvesting probably 40 to 50 trophy bucks. And by, I mean, when I say trophy bucks, I mean 30 inches or better, and some a lot better than that. In fact, we have multiple bucks in the SCI record books. Including a former number one. So, you know, it's not just a bunch of small free-roaming axes. It's some trophy-quality bucks that we have on property in these herds.
Yeah, and listen, guys, I want to make this perfectly clear that Joe and Ann and Kevin are not raising these bucks in a pen on the back of the place and then turning them loose. These are naturally occurring, one of the few naturally occurring herds in North America. that roam this low fence ranch. It is a hoot. It's a thrill. You got to go hunt them. Kevin, I'm up against a break. Going to have to take a short break, but if you can hang with me, I want to come back and talk a little bit about the amenities, the food, the lodging, the things that the ladies are absolutely going to love.
You got it.
I cannot wait to get back down there in just a few weeks. Come go with me to Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more about them at KinderOutdoors.com. Let's take a little break, get a cup of coffee, maybe a sausage and biscuit, and then I'll meet you right back here at the fire.
Hunters and fishermen gather here every week. Boy, we need another freezer. This camp house is Kinder Outdoors, brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we welcome the millions of new gun owners across America, and we welcome you to join us in defense of your precious right to protect your family and property. Join us at BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to our campfire here at Kinder Outdoors. Really glad you're here. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the world's greatest dog fuel. Going bird hunting today and again tomorrow? Want to make sure you refuel your dog with the absolute best at the end of the day so he or she is ready to roll again tomorrow morning? It's Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. 30% protein, 20% fat, and it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Well, there have been a lot of eyes and attention spent on Pennsylvania over the past week. And here's another story out of Pennsylvania, beginning a few days back, November 1st, and running through April 30th next spring. All boaters are required to wear a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket at all times while underway or at anchor on boats of less than 16 feet in length. They've seen a dramatic increase in the number of people boating this year, including a lot of first-time boaters, and the water temperature is dropping rapidly. They're trying to keep us all alive during a sudden cold water immersion. Just making sure you know, if you put your 16-foot or less boat in the water in Pennsylvania this winter or through April 30th, make sure you and everyone on your boat is wearing a personal flotation device at all times. Up in Rock Springs, Wyoming, game warden Andy Russa is looking for information or tips concerning a mountain lion that was shot and left near the Utah state line Saturday, October 24th, a couple of weeks ago. This was a collared animal discovered on the south side of TP Mountain. If you know anything, why don't you text TIP, T-I-P, 411, with the keyword WGFD, Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I don't know why people do that. What's the thrill in that? Or this. In Utah, the Division of Wildlife Resources Conservation Officers are trying to track down the killer that shot two bull elk illegally. Sevier County. No meat, not even the antlers taken. They were left to waste on Fish Lake Mountain. Officer Eric Bond and Sergeant Seth Decker would love to hear from you if you know of anything that might help them. Hey, Lucas Smith and Zeke Gossett from Jacksonville State University had a good year, and they topped it all off at the 2020 Carhartt Bassmaster College National Championship presented by Bass Pro Shops. They did it on the Harris Chain of Lakes and were honored as the 2020 Bassmaster College Series Team of the Year after accumulating 988 points throughout the four-event regular season. Along with their trophies, they added a $2,500 check plus a Minn Kota Ultrex and a Humminbird Solix unit, courtesy of Johnson Outdoors. Hey, congratulations, Zeke, Lucas. Job well done. And it was the Bryan College duo of Cole Sands and Connor DeMauro that won that national championship tournament wire to wire in dominating fashion. 29 pounds on Saturday, increasing their total weight to 84-12. And beating the second-place team of Cole Thompson and Benson Dowler by almost 26 pounds. They picked up $5,000 for the win. Interesting, a year ago at the national championship on Chickamauga, Sands and DeMauro also led the first 2 days, but then lost by a pound on the final day. They made sure that didn't happen this time around. And their big weight of 84-12 shattered the previous record of 72-13 in a three-day college series event. We also need to pass along congratulations to Tucker Smith and Hayden Marvin. They represent Alabama's Briarwood Christian School, and they won the 2020 Mossy Oak Fishing Bassmaster High School National Championship. Kentucky Lake. Hey, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has delisted the gray wolf from the Endangered Species Act. That's good news. The gray wolf has been on that list for more than 45 years. Effective January 4th, gray wolf management will return to the state and tribal wildlife management agencies. Dallas Safari Club, in a comment, applauds the decision and efforts made by the Department of the Interior and supports the sustainable management of this species under state agencies. Speaking of wolves in Oregon, the reward now stands at over $6,000 for information about a wolf poaching incident, Baker County, late September, northwest of Newbridge, in the Skull Creek drainage of the Walla Whitman National Forest. Hey, my friends at Purina Pro Plan have a very high quality fuel for your dog, even if they have special conditions like a sensitive coat or intolerance to grain. Pick up the Purina Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Hey, I'm going to make a little run to the coffee pot, but when we come back, we're going to continue that great story from David Miller in West Virginia about that massive 17-point buck that he actually harvested with his bow last year on public land. And he had been watching this big boy for several years. It's a tremendous hunt. And hey, while we're gone, why don't you come see me at KinderOutdoors.com and register for that Dillon Manufacturing Hunting Blind and $2,000 Cinnamon Creek Archery shopping spree that we're giving away. Our big fall contest is valued at over $6,000, and all you have to do is register at KinderOutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R.
Howdy, folks. It's Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail. Did you know that Mr. Whitetail is Native American for incredibly handsome and very talented? You never stop learning here at Kinder's Outdoors.
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe, like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children and their children as well, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas, but there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation put in place by men like Teddy Roosevelt and duplicated in countries worldwide works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. We spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org.
You might hunt the South Pasture, or maybe the Double Tanks. You've watched that big 10-point for 4 years now. Maybe he'll show up. Or maybe it's a doe you'll hang in the cooler tonight. We're almost out of sausage links and taco meat. Maybe a pig will come by today. Among all the maybes, there is an absolute. Take your wild game to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. The Masacchio family and their decades of family recipes will have your guests at a whitetail dinner complimenting you on the beef.
Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular filet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
The fish came from our waters, the meat from our fields, the heritage and history from our hearts. Glad you're in camp with us at Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
Next year never looks so good. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, inviting you to the DSC's Hunters Convention and Expo, February 11th through the 14th. You bet we're making plans because conservation doesn't stop. Details are at biggame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. Welcome back to Our Campfire here at Kinder Outdoors. I spoke with a fella up in West Virginia last year that had killed an incredible deer, beautiful animal, 17-point buck that he had watched for years. And it was actually the way he went about hunting this animal and harvesting this animal that was so interesting and well done. His name is David Miller, and we're reliving that hunt with him today on the show.
I'm looking at a picture of you with your deer. Of course, you're grinning like a mule eating cactus there. You're pretty happy in this picture. And I'm looking at your deer head on, and you think 17 points and people get a visual of stuff just going everywhere. But this is a very typical, I'm a typical rack kind of guy. This is a gorgeous rack on this deer. Very typical with 17 scoreable points.
Yeah, and traditionally, you know, those that when a buck starts to get older, you know, he'll keep that, like you said, that typical rack up until a certain point. And then, and I saw that through my trail cameras through the years. I got the first pictures of him that I could identify that I know that it was him in 2013 as a, he was a young 10 point. And I thought, man, this deer's got potential. And he was really clean, all up until he's probably 7 years old. And then I started seeing some kickers coming off. And then this year he was 9.5, and man, he grew from last year to this year probably 20 inches and added on a couple more points. And I was like, okay, yeah, this is, I've got other properties that I hunt, but I was being patient with this one, this property and this deer. And I knew that he wouldn't be harvested where he was at. This was actually on a lease, but I'll say this, in the past 11 years, I've only taken two deer off of a lease property. The rest of them have been off of public ground anybody could have harvested on.
Anybody could have hunted on and taken this deer, this magnificent animal. Well, he's absolutely gorgeous. You spotted him first, I think you said, in 2013. You've been watching him all these years, and you've been using trail cameras and kind of patterning him, and I thought it was really interesting that you moved a camera earlier this year because you suspected he might be somewhere else. Did you get a little closer to his bedding area? What did you do?
Oh, that's my favorite part probably of the story in the, as far as the pursuit goes. You know, I had these trail cameras. The way that it works in here in Appalachia through our mountains, what will happen usually is those bucks during the hot heat of the summer, they'll stay down in the cool valleys and on the north facing slopes where it's cooler. And then what will happen as the rut approaches, they'll move up onto the ridges because they can cover more surface area up on those ridges going through saddles in the mountains and going along ridges. They cover a lot more ground, checking for does. So I had my cameras out in my traditional areas where I'd picked him up in the past and seen other bucks. And not only was I not seeing him, I wasn't seeing any deer. And we had went through a drought of about 60 days straight with no rain. And I thought to myself, man, that's had to have pushed these deer way down in the valley and in the belly of these hollows. So I thought, I need to move my cameras off these ridges because I'm not seeing them down low. And not only was I not seeing them, but a bunch of other my buddies that we had talked back and forth about this, they weren't seeing them up high where they traditionally had seen them either. So I moved a few cameras down the middle of the mountain, and I picked him up on one camera. And I thought, oh, so that's why they're not up high. They're still down low, probably in the oaks, because there's a lot of acorns, very plentiful this year. So I decided, I thought, well, if I'm not getting him up high, and I've only got one picture of him middle of the mountain, I'm going to go on this one point where I got him, middle of the mountain, and I'm going to go off that point into the hollow and put another camera. Well, when I did that, I started getting a ton of pictures of him and several other good bucks. And I immediately thought to myself, well, I found him. So 2 days later, I went back and went up and checked that camera early before I hunted, saw that he had already been through there. So I backtracked.
Yeah, you checked that camera at 5 in the morning and noticed that he had been there at 2:30, just a couple of hours earlier.
Yeah. And I noted the direction he was going. So I thought, I'm going to backtrack back down to the bottom of the creek bed. It was actually an old railroad grade down there. And I followed that old railroad grade down four drains. I think it's four drains. And popped up on another point going in the direction that he was. And no kidding, about an hour after daylight, here come a really nice 9 point, 145 inches or so. But I knew the big one was in there, so I was being patient. Well, he passed through. And about an hour after that big nice nine point passed through, here he came. He came in checking a scrape and presented about an 18-yard shot, and I was able to put a good shot on him, and he went about 200 yards, and we found him.
Wow, what a great hunt, man. You did your work. You put your time in, and you hunted this deer for 6 years, and it paid off for you. I'm sure that when you took the shot, you were just steady as an oak, but I bet you I bet 2 minutes later you were shaking like a puppy passing a peach seed.
I love that, but honestly, that is the truth. During the moment of the shot, pretty focused and pretty cool as a cucumber, but as soon as you touched off that trigger release of my bow, oh my gosh, you fall apart.
My goodness. Well, the Lord gives us great blessings from time to time, and certainly this is a monumental blessing in your hunting career and in your life. You've pursued this great animal for so long, and now you're going to enjoy him on the table and probably up on the wall with a great memory for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And, I think that, I believe in what you just said. You said that the Lord provides these things, and, to whom much is given, much is required. Through the thankfulness of the provision of the meat we have, and thankfulness for the hunt and the memories, I give all the glory and all the credit to him, because he does make it possible for us to go out and enjoy his creation. And out there we get more than the hunt. We get an atmosphere, and we get a venue to be able to go out in and to reflect and regain focus in our lives and find ourselves. And while we're out there in our pursuits, we get to reconnect with him.
Absolutely, we do. If you ever want to get closer to God, go sit by yourself in a deer blind somewhere and watch the sun come up. and look at his creation. Hey, David, again, congratulations. We're just so proud of you and a little bit jealous, but, you know, we're just going to be happy for you and really appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys. Great to be on the show with you guys. I really appreciate it.
What a great hunt. From 2019, 1 year ago this month, David Miller harvested that buck in West Virginia that he had been watching for 6 years. Wow. I want to thank my friends at Purina Pro Plan for bringing us this corner of the camp house at Kinder Outdoors. 89% of the field trial champions across North America are fed Purina Pro Plan performance formula. 30% protein, 20% fat. If you're rolling down the highway 1,000 miles to chase chuckers in Idaho, spruce grouse in Minnesota, or Mearns quail in Arizona, make sure you find an Atwoods Ranch and Home store along the way and pick up a couple of bags of Purina Pro Plan performance formula for your champion. Well, hey, let's stretch our legs for a couple of minutes and then meet right back here with my buddy, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, one of our Kinder Outdoors pros, to talk about antler restrictions. Those vary all across the U.S., but have proven very beneficial in the management of our white-tailed deer.
I'm Eli McDonald with the University of Missouri Bass Team. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon hunting blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds, conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out, with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com. Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
In Genesis chapter 9, God himself told man that if it flies, moves on the earth, or swims in the water, it is meat for us. What a gracious God we have. We celebrate that in this old camp house. Kinder Outdoors partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
From the quiet solace of winter ice in Rainy Lake, Minnesota, to the howling winds of the Western Peaks, the bass-laden Kissimmee Chain, and New Zealand's bountiful trout streams, we fight for all wildlife and wild places at DSC. BigGame.org.
Hey, this is Kinder Outdoors, and we're celebrating fall and the unfolding of the hunting seasons and the freedoms that we have by giving away a fantastic fall hunting package. We're giving away a Dillon Manufacturing 6x6 octagon-shaped bow and rifle window hunting blind. That octagon shape gives you a 360-degree view. It sits on a 5-foot tower to put you up above the brush and gives you an unobstructed view. It's safe and strong and sturdy. It's got a little porch to gather up safely and get set up in your blind. In fact, the ladder even has a handrail. And we're going to equip that blind with bows and arrows. We're going to deck the blind with bows and arrows at Cinnamon Creek Archery with a $2,000 shopping spree. And it's just as simple as entering. All you have to do is go to kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R, kinderoutdoors.com. And as our way of saying thank you so much for listening to the show, you can enter your name there. Golly, we've heard from folks in Kentucky and Massachusetts, Alaska, Georgia, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Kansas, right here in Texas, all over the United States, and we'd welcome your entry as well. It all starts at kinderoutdoors.com, valued at over $6,000 from Dillon Manufacturing, Cinnamon Creek Archery, and DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Hey, if you had scheduled a hunt in New Zealand or Africa, international, and COVID blocked that out, shut it down, you do not have to sit stranded at home. You can still go. And I highly recommend Joshua Creek Ranch. Fall turkeys and whitetail, year-round axis deer, world-class upland bird hunting, safe and spaced from COVID-19, over-the-top hospitality. Learn more about my friends, Joe and Ann Kirchival, and their beautiful Joshua Creek Ranch when you come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. Antler restrictions have really been a good thing across our United States over these past however many years that they've been in place. We have an opportunity now to harvest better bucks. In some places, that might be a number of points or an inside spread. Like here in Texas, a deer's got to be a minimum of 13 inches inside. And the way we determine that, Larry Wysoon, is to look head on at that old buck when his ears are in the alert position. And if his antlers are outside of those ears, that's a pretty good rule or judgment that he's 13 inches inside spread.
That really is. I mean, the ear size varies a lot of different places, but in the areas where we do have antler restrictions, usually a 13 ear tip spread is just about right when he's looking at you and stuff. The antlers, main beam, or beyond that, on the inside, then, you know, pretty good chance that it's going to be legal, quite frankly, in most every instance.
Yeah. Other states, the deer must be an eight, must have a certain number of points. An 8-point is legal in some places, or 4 on one side, or, you know, various places have various restrictions trying to let these deer mature and grow up just a little bit. But let's take that 13-inch inside spread, for example, that we have in Texas. I've got a buddy, Robert Cantrell, that owns an old outdoor store in Fort Worth that's been there 100 years. It's just like stepping back in time to go there, and he has in there a mount, Larry, of a deer, a white-tailed deer with baseball bat mass. I mean, just huge. Big old 10-point that stretches up big and tall, 14-inch tines. He's only 12 inches inside. Now, obviously, if he walks out in front of us, boy, that's something we got to look at. But, man, then he turns and looks at you, and he's narrow. How are these antler restrictions working out? Because we do have some deer like that.
We do. And quite frankly, I shot a deer in Kansas several years ago. This Boone Crockett net score by 1/8 of an inch, and he's got a 12-inch inside spread. So, I mean, if he had a 12 1/4, so I can, you know, thankfully they didn't have the antler restriction there, but you're right. I mean, that's, a lot of people get concerned about the fact that, hey, we're shooting all the bucks that, you know, are 13 inches inside and above in a lot of these places, and we're perpetuating a deer that's got a 12-inch spread. And, you know, if you think about it in just one sense, you go, well, yeah, you know, that's exactly right, because as we shoot off the bigger bucks, only the narrow bucks are going to survive. But there's a lot more to it in the fact that in open country, where you have yearling bucks, they travel great distances. They did some studies years ago in the area out south and west of Houston, where a lot of the year-and-a-half-old bucks, from the time they got 6 months of age to the time they were year-and-a-half, had traveled anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12. I think the farthest one was 18 miles. So there's a continual exchange of deer that move around, if you will, so that you don't really concentrate those genes. Now, if you visit with some of the deer breeders, you know, they'll tell you that, you know, they've done absolutely wonders in terms of antlers and in terms of genetics. But those are very, very artificial situations to where those deer are specifically line bred a lot of times to concentrate genes. In a real world situation, that doesn't happen very often. I learned a long time ago as a wildlife biologist to never say something never happens or something always happens, because there are always exceptions to the rule. But as a whole, the antler restrictions, where they have been in place, and in my personal place is in one of those areas west of Houston way, we have now, we see when a deer gets to be 3.5 years of age, we very seldom see a deer that's got a, you know, 13 inch or less inside spread. And that's after very intensive harvest over a lot of deer in the last, say 20, 25 years. So, I mean, I'm not going to say that that may not happen, because some bucks do breed true, but a lot of bucks don't. Now, if you look at something, there was a project done, just completed about almost a year ago now, down on the Comanche Ranch in Maverick County of South Texas. That particular ranch produces a tremendous number of Boone and Crockett bucks every year and has been doing it for a long, long time, very intensively managed. They did a very extensive study through the Texas A&M University Kingsville, where they went and captured a lot of different deer out of the helicopter, took DNA, had three different areas set up with very intensive type management programs, including tremendous amount of culling that was going on. If the buck didn't reach a certain standard of antlers, they were taken. Other places they were a little bit less done. In one place, they didn't do anything in terms of culling bucks. And what they found in the long run, when it's all said and done, actually the place that was the least intensive managed in terms of bucks had every bit as big of bucks as the ones that were intensively managed. And a lot of that, they found out too, they were able to to capture these bucks and take DNA, and then they go capture younger bucks or if a buck were taken, so they could tell, you know, which buck had sired that deer. And one of the things they found out is one of the bucks that reduced the better bucks and more better bucks and all the rest of them was a very mediocre buck himself. So,
wow.
I mean, lots of things coming through that research, and it's, you know, for some people it may be hard to believe, but you know, you can't hardly deny when you look at that kind of research and say, wait a minute, you know, antler restrictions, are we going to perpetuate very narrow spreads or things like that? Yeah, it could happen, but the chances in real world happening are really, really very slim.
Wow, that's very, very interesting. And the deeper we dive into this, the less we know, it seems like.
It's amazing. You know, you think you know something about, we've been researching white-tailed deer now intensively for a whole lot of years, and then you see studies like this, and specifically, at least on that particular type of habitat, that particular deer herd, you know, that was a situation. Could it be different elsewhere? Yeah, possibly, but, you know, that's still a pretty good guide to go by.
Hey, Larry, as always, thank you. That is Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon. Joshua Creek Ranch of the Texas Hill Country says go ahead and book your trip, and if COVID crops up in your household between now and hunt time, they'll relax their cancellation policy for you. We're going to visit Joshua Creek with Kevin Welburn when I come back from the coffee pot here at Kender Outdoors. Hey, have you entered to win our giant fall hunting package yet? It's from Kender Outdoors, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Dillon Hunting Blinds. It's called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, and we're going to draw a winner in mid-December. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com to win a 6x6 Dillon bow and rifle combo blind on a 5-foot tower and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, Wild Game Processing, and Event Center. Valued at over $6,000. This will be a humdinger of a ho-ho-ho. Register now at kinderoutdoors.com. Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. At Marksman Firearms and Outfitters, we make shopping for the hunter or recreational shooter in your family easy. With locations in Mansfield, Wichita Falls, Granbury, and Killeen, Texas. Take advantage of our 90-day layaway, same as cash, so there's no need to hide gifts until the big morning. All year, we honor our military and first responders with a 10% discount on everything in the store. For rifles, pistols, shotguns, ammo, and optics, Marksman Firearms is your complete one-stop shop. MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home, and it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Outdoorsmen and women, hunters, shooters, and fishers are the reason that wild creatures roam bountifully in wild places. This is where we come together to talk about it. Kender Outdoors is partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC has provided many thousands of kids with the first steps of a lifetime to enjoyment in the shooting sports, hunting, and fishing. Your ticket to DSC's Hunter Expo in February will help to ensure that future generations will too. BigGame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kender, host of DSC's Kender Outdoors, and this is our campfire. Welcome. Glad you're here. Hope you'll be a regular around this place. And if you'd like to give us a shout, we'd love to hear from you. Toll free across all of the U.S. and Canada at 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. The website, if you'd like to leave a note on the door, KinderOutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R, Outdoors.com. Hey, that's where you can register to win our great fall hunting giveaway, a Dillon Manufacturing blind valued at more than $4,000, and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Archery. We're getting entries from all over the United States, from Florida to Alaska. The only one missing is yours. Come on, KinderOutdoors.com. Get registered and win that bad boy. You've heard me talk a lot recently about Joshua Creek Ranch and the extremes that they're taking to make sure that you're safe and comfortable during this COVID mess, during your hunt, your stay, your visit with them at Joshua Creek. Kevin Welburn is the manager there at Joshua Creek. And Kevin, we've got folks listening to us in Florida and Michigan and New Mexico and all over today. And if you would, take just a minute, describe the terrain, the countryside there in the Texas Hill Country where Joshua Creek Ranch sits. It's just absolutely breathtaking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're right in the heart of it, too, just northwest of San Antonio and in the little town of Bernie. You know, we've got a very diverse bit of terrain here on property. We've got, you know, of course, the hills, but we also have some river bottom flatlands back by the Guadalupe. And just some meadows, and you know we have a lot of special grasses that have been planted to cultivate our wing shooting habitat, and it's just an absolutely beautiful piece of property with the Joshua Creek, which is a crystal clear spring fed, runs right through the heart of the property, and then kind of T-bones into the Guadalupe on the north boundary.
Yeah, and you don't want to forget your fly rod when you go hunt at Joshua Creek Ranch, because you're going to end up in that creek, I promise you, or the Guadalupe River. But in case you do, you guys have a fully stocked pro shop. People can rent a fly rod.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have fly rods. We have shotgun rentals. We have handgun rentals for our handgun range. But as you said, the fishing is great along Joshua Creek. In fact, we do bring in and stock with rainbow trout, usually about mid-November or so once the water cools down a bit. But that's a lot of fun, and it's something that's complimentary to our hunting guests.
I don't know how to surmise the lodging at Joshua Creek Ranch. You're going to be way better at this than me because you have so many options, and they're all just five-star, Kevin.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I could describe it, it would be five-star or luxury. Joanna, who owned the property, is just amazing with her design and attention to detail. So, you know, you won't lack for anything when you stay at our lodging. In fact, you know, many of the online booking sites rank Joshua Creek through the review process as one of the top, if not the top, in the Hill Country as far as lodging goes, based on customer reviews. But, you know, we have lodge-style rooms or hotel-style rooms, if you rather. And then we have four full ranch houses. And those houses range from a one-bedroom on a hill with the best views in the Hill Country to a four-bedroom, 5,000-square-foot, you've never seen anything like it, house on the Guadalupe River that can hold up about 18 people. So we've got a variety. We can accommodate around 60 people overnight comfortably, more than that if you can squeeze together a little bit. But we have quite a bit to offer there as far as our lodging goes. Very comfortable.
It's spectacular. It's absolutely beautiful. And I would urge you, if you're at a point, you're not driving, but you're at a point where you can check out joshuacreek.com right now while we talk, and just click on the lodging and dining tab. And take a look at the lodging and the treehouse in particular, because it's one of the finest places that you will stay and hunt and hang out ever anywhere on planet Earth. Let's talk about the menu a little bit, because it is spectacular as well. You guys pride yourself in always having top-notch chefs at Joshua Creek Ranch.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we kind of try to offer as much as we can wild game fare to our guests, because it's something that you just can't get anywhere, and it's something we're very good at. We've got actually have a recipe book, and we've been serving these same recipes for, you know, 20, 30 years, and many of them feature pheasant, quail, and, of course, axis deer. And our customers just love it. We have customers that come back, and the first thing they say is they can't wait to eat pheasant enchiladas or axis peppercorn. But we've got some unbelievable recipes. Food is a big part of the experience here, and goes right along with lodging in terms of it's on a scale of luxury and five-star.
I've been telling folks, when you visit Joshua Creek Ranch, I promise you it's just the first trip of many, because you're going to come back. You're going to plan to come back. And, guys, don't go hunt this place without your wives. Wives, don't go hunt, stay at this place and hunt this place without your husbands. It's a great place to take your spouse and totally escape COVID for a few days. Kevin, obviously people this day and age are concerned before they even go to the grocery store, before they go anywhere, about being protected from COVID-19. What about a stay at Joshua Creek Ranch? What have you guys done since this has come along to assure the safety of your guests?
Well, absolutely. Like many businesses, we've been challenged with trying to get, you know, everything in place to have the right restrictions and the right precautions for our guests, because obviously guest safety is number one. It always has been at Joshua Creek, not just during the COVID pandemic, but we always have an eye on safety here. So we've kind of expanded that to be in line with the state and county provisions that they've outlined for us. But, you know, really at the end of the day, what we're trying to do most is maximize our outdoor spaces. And with the beautiful weather that we have here in South Texas and those spaces that we have outside to enjoy things like patio lunch on the patio, which I just came in from, or, you know, even dinner and breakfast outside, there's really not a lot of reasons to be indoors at Joshua Creek, quite frankly. But we are taking extra precautions, extra sanitation. We are requiring our guests to wear a mask in tight indoor spaces. So those are things that have been set forth by the state that we're following. But, you know, again, with our weather, with our property and all the amenities that we have, it's really been sort of a refuge for folks who want to get away from thinking about COVID and can get out here and be outdoors in the fresh air.
A lot of the shows for 2021 already canceling, SCI, SHOT Show, National Wild Turkey Federation, a lot of them are canceling. Dallas Safari Club has backed it up a month to February, but they're going to be in action again. You guys are usually there. Are you planning on being back next year?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, as long as the show goes on, we will definitely be there. And like you said, they've pushed it back about a month or so, or maybe even a little bit more. I think it's at the end of February for the Dallas show. And, yeah, we have every intention to be there as long as the show goes on. And, you know, certainly come visit us. We're in the wing shooters world, and we always have a corner booth right there.
Yep.
and get to know these folks, take a look at what they do. You're never going to deal with finer people than Kevin and Joe and Ann at Joshua Creek Ranch. I'm looking forward to my visit down there. It's coming up in just a few months, a couple of months, and hoping folks will come join me on that hunt. Look forward to seeing you there, Kevin.
Well, likewise, Billy. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing y'all, and be well, and have a great holiday season.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Same to you. Oh, it's one of the most, if not the most, spectacular, beautiful, well-kept places I've ever hunted, ever. And I've been around a little bit. Hey, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this old camphouse today, and invite you back next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.